The church's music from the 20th century. The 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. 24 years old. Her name is Tanya Reeves in Chicago. And after having an abortion at a Planned Parenthood clinic, she's dead. Now, everybody's sorry. Everybody's expressed their condolences, including Planned Parenthood. But what's going on here? It doesn't seem like such a thing should happen, especially after we are told that abortion is now safe, legal, safe, they say, safe, legal, and rare. Joining us to talk about the recent death of this woman following an abortion at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Chicago, Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome back.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me back.
How stringent are the regulations on what happens in a Planned Parenthood clinic or other abortion clinics, as opposed to, say, any other surgical or emergency clinic?
That is really hard to say. Abortion is the least regulated medical service, invasive medical service in the country. Doctor or somebody may put up a shingle and say they do abortions, and there's no way to really regulate that. In some states, the legislatures have tried to pass laws saying that places that do abortions have to follow basic standard medical care like any, outpatient clinic would. Certain walls have to be a certain width so that a gurney can get through in case there is an emergency and the ambulance has to, take someone to a hospital. They have to have oxygen in case there's a problem with the patient and they need to provide the oxygen, even just fire extinguishers if there's a fire. And it's amazing that the proponents of abortion will even fight those basic standards for medical care. So all states are going to have different laws. Some have no laws whatsoever. So there's no standard.
So tell us a story about Tanya Reeves.
Well, unfortunately, Tanya, a 24-year-old woman, went in to get an abortion. She has a 1-year-old son, and she apparently was more than 3 months pregnant. She was past that first trimester because she died from complications following a D and E abortion, or dilation and evacuation. So this was a, second trimester abortion. And unfortunately, there is now a 1-year-old boy who does not have his mommy with him anymore.
Now, Planned Parenthood has expressed its condolences. What is your reaction there?
It's hypocritical. We're sorry she died, but they had no problem killing her unborn child. It's something that just wouldn't have to happen. If we weren't killing the babies, the mothers would not be in danger.
The Guttmacher Institute, which has its ties with the abortion industry, of course, but is generally respected for the accuracy of its numbers, if not its conclusions, says that surgical abortion is safer than carrying a child to a full term. What do you say?
Well, there are more babies carried to term. And yes, I'm sure a lot of the abortions are safe for the woman. But her baby is dead. And it may not be death, but there are a lot of complications from abortion. Her uterus or her cervix has a chance of being damaged. Her risk of sterility, never being able to get pregnant again, is doubled. There's a 50 to 90% chance of future pregnancies being tubal or ectopic pregnancies, which, unless in some rare cases they can do like a transplant, take the embryo and put that embryo into the uterus instead of the fallopian tube. But many times that leads to miscarriage, or they have to do basically, it would be like an abortion. Did you take that embryo's life so that the mother's life isn't taken? There can be miscarriage, premature delivery in future pregnancies. So it's not just death. There are just so many physical problems that can come from abortion, as well as the mental and emotional. Some women never get over the fact that their child, maybe their only child, is dead. And there are just so many problems inherent with abortion that a lot of women are suffering from their abortion years later. So even though Guttmacher may say that abortion is safe because not that many women die, some women do die, but there are a lot of other problems that go along with it.
What are lawmakers expressing by way of concern, not only in light of the Tonya Reeves story, but in light of Planned Parenthood's pretty abysmal record of late? It's been in the news a lot with various stings and what they're allowing and breaking their own rules. What are lawmakers' concerns?
Well, it depends on the philosophy of the lawmaker. Obviously, if that person thinks abortion is wrong, they want to just stop abortions, and Planned Parenthood being the nation's largest provider of abortions, has a lot of opposition. People think they should just stop killing unborn babies. One of the more practical ways that we really could hurt them is to just take away all tax funding of Planned Parenthood. The Planned Parenthood Federation of America has more than $1 billion of income every year, but almost half of that comes from taxpayer dollars, either federal, state, or local governments giving them contracts and grants. Now, we've seen some states, like in New Hampshire and in Tennessee, where the state pulls away funding from Planned Parenthood, so then President Obama comes in, bypasses the local people, and gives Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars. Even though there may be strings that say you can't use this tax money to pay for the abortion, they can use it to pay rent and pay staff and pay their light bill and pay everything else. So, we are propping up this billion-dollar business that kills more than 300,000 babies every year.
Why is Planned Parenthood, and I guess we could speak more generally of the abortion industry as well, but they're the leading light there. Why are they given special treatment like this?
Friends. They have friends in high places, friends in the right places. We need to just keep after them and make sure. They put themselves out there as being proponents of family planning, and they dispense birth control, and supposedly they say that they do exams for breast cancer. They don't do the mammograms, which they tried to say that they do, but quite frankly, they have a good image in the American public, or with the American public. 60-70% of the people think it's a positive force, a good good organization for this country. So, we need to get our efforts out there, certainly National Right to Life, and I know of many other organizations trying to get out there that, no, this is an organization that gets your tax money, and they also kill unborn babies. So some of it is just going to be a public image awareness campaign to let people know that they're not, this bright, shining star in the on the American horizon.
Real quickly, with about 30 seconds here, we are coming up at the end of this year on the 40th anniversary of the fateful Roe v. Wade decision. What are your thoughts there as we approach that anniversary with about 30 seconds here, Carol?
I know a lot of people thought that we would have this battle settled long ago, and I don't know if it's going to take another 40 years, but I do know that the pro-life movement is not going to stop. We are not going to give up until unborn babies are protected, until mothers are protected. Doesn't matter how long it takes. We know that we're taking innocent human life, and it has to stop, and we won't stop.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. We will post a link to National Right to Life under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Carol, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss Jesus walking on the water, a famous story. Pastors Kevin Golden, Kevin Martin will be our guest. Also tomorrow, we'll continue our series on the historic liturgy, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about the Gloria. Thanks to Linda in Shenandoah, Iowa. She sent her first contribution to Issues Etc., and it's a way of saying thanks to her and everyone else to give their first contribution to Issues Etc. Linda is going to get the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. It's a way of saying thank you to those who have not supported Issues Etc. in the past, listened but not supported it, but who have decided that they're ready to support Issues Etc. for the very first time. Any size gift is deeply appreciated. And for any size first-time gift to Issues Etc., you'll get the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. Now, you can make a secure online donation right there at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. We appreciate all your gifts, but the first-time gifts will get a thank you of the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. Thanks for listening, thanks for supporting us, and thanks for keeping us in mind during the challenging summer months. It's remarkable, isn't it, that a billion-plus dollar industry that makes its money killing the unborn and that has an almost 40-year history of doing this, and it is an industry, it is a business, can get kid glove treatment from the government, handouts from the government, taxpayers' expense, both the federal and the state level, and that when a woman dies as a result of the very thing they do every day in the thousands upon thousands to make their money, killing the unborn. When the mother dies, and they say that they are for women, they're sorry. It's the cost of doing business. Such an industry simply should not exist, not only in this country, but on the face of the earth. An industry that exists for no other reason. They have a lot of reasons they say they exist, but an industry that exists for no other reason than to kill the unborn. For a profit, too. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Thank you, Todd, and thanks for everything you do.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on the value of Issues Etc.
You've done so much to teach so many people about the depth of the gospel and to find joy in the Christian life and experience.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. Issues Etc. Listen to what you want, when you want, at issuesetc.org.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrive and Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrive and Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrive and Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.